My people, welcome. It's another episode of your favorite, I hope it is at this point, podcast. Because, you know, do we really have rules in this place? Don't forget to flush. Welcome. It's another episode. I'm really super excited about this one. Because once again, Don't Forget to Flush podcast is on the road. And we're in the lovely, very grand by size city, and grand by size state, and always expanding city with multiple constructions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in Dallas, Texas. Everything is big in Texas, but I believe that everything is even bigger in Dallas. And I'm very excited to be here. And there is nobody that, you know, when I thought about this podcast many years ago that led me to this point where we finally started this podcast, I'd always said that one day I'm going to have the opportunity of sitting down with someone I consider a mentor and someone that I look up to because of her wealth of experience in an industry that I've sort of been a part of, but not really a part. What am I even talking about? You know what, guys? I'm very excited to introduce a philanthropist, a movie star, actor, a producer, community builder. She's known for having brought diverse groups and peoples together. And even right now, she's the vice president of Nollywood Producers Guild, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited in introducing Chisom Ozilie.
Hello.
I mean, at this point, after all that introduction, you'd be like, at this point, you just be like, this is just too much.
No, it's not too much. I felt like I'm not going to introduce myself anymore or talk anything about myself. Talk further about myself because you already said everything.
No, that's even just the beginning. I mean, at the end of the day, the fact that you are even in these positions, whether it's being a vice president of the Nollywood Producers Guild USA or having been, you are pretty much what we would refer to as a veteran actor because you've been at this for years. The fact that you're a producer, the fact that you do all these philanthropic activities, What I hope that we can be able to uncover for the folks listening today is who's really behind all of this? Like, who is she really? Like, we see you in the movies. We see you with all the work that you do, with all the multiple movies you've made. But, you know, everybody would always ask, who's truly, really Chisom Ozilie? Like, if you had to answer that question, what would you say? What would you say is the real... is the real of Chisom Ozilie?
Well, I will say that Chisom Ozilie is just Chisom Ozilie, simple. It's so uncomplicated.
You have your hand in multiple cookie jars and you're calling it uncomplicated. And besides, hold on. Is it me or just found out that I've been pronouncing your name wrong? The way you said it is from where I say it. I say it like it's a movie. You see, that's my problem. I say it as if I'm watching a movie. And then I say Chisom Ozilie.
Ozilie. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't figure that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so okay. It's the same.
You must have a lot of people call you different.
Tomato, potato, tomato, same.
we all get used to it in this part of the world. Though.
Have you seen one of Uyibo people pronounce your name? Ah, Jesus
Christ. I wonder how they say yours. Like, yours will be... Yours, they'll take a look at it and they'll feel like they can say it. That they can say it. It's you know, the spelling, C-H-I-S-O-M. They'll be like, we can get this.
Oh, yeah, Chisom. Chisom. I'm like, yes, me, that's me.
Come on, Chisom, you got to tell us. So how did you even start off in acting? Like, I know, would you say it's that long ago that you can't truly remember how you started? Or is that something you think about right now?
It wasn't long ago, but it could be a long time ago for some people. But I started acting, you know, during the time of Mikinzewi. Okay. That was a long time ago. The first place I met Sidney Diallo, all these veterans, and at that time, it was only where you release movie, either you were on stage or VHS.
Mm.
Yeah, so that during the time we have Ojadili, we, you know. We,
these are Nollywood, these Nollywood are, greats.
Yeah, yeah. So that's basically how I started. Anambra State then, that was even before Anambra and Enugu got to split.
Oh, wow.
It used to
okay.
be one Anambra State yeah. at the time. So they were trying to help the youth have something, you know, be useful. Mm. So they created these sections where they provide job opportunities for everyone. If you are good in this, go there, we will pay you. If you think you can act, go to this group, we will pay you for even acting. So it was an opportunity for me after just finishing high school.
Yeah.
And boom, went for audition, got picked. I got paid by then Anambra government
wow.
to be acting, to be learning how to act and act at the same Which, time.
Wait, our yeah. Anambra State government
Anambra
had,
State,
had that kind of a brilliant idea.
Oh yeah, whatever, like they created a whole lot of avenues. Mm. If you're a carpenter, go and do something, we pay you. They put everybody, on salary, and that's actually how I got to the. I didn't really go into acting because
It was an opportunity that was created.
It was an opportunity that presented itself.
Yeah.
So I took the bull by the horn, and I'm like, okay, this is actually a good thing to do. So I didn't go looking for it or striving to get in. It was a. I guess I received it on a platter of gold, unlike nowadays where you see a lot of people who are so talented and they are begging, looking, going to auditions, thousands yeah. of auditions, and you still, at the end of the day, they come out with nothing. And these are talented people. All they need is an opportunity for them to showcase their talents. You know, their skills, but they don't even have it. Mine was presented to me on a platter of gold. That's what I will say. And thanks to then Anambra State government, you know what wow. I mean? So I was acting, I was getting paid for acting. The same thing with Sydney Diala. Some Odega, there's this guy, Odega Francis, okay. Odega Francis, Sydney Diala. Some of us, most of us were...
products of the
group.
Investment yes. that the government was making in its own people.
In its own people. So that's
this is
actually,
like, we should have like make
exactly.
Anambra great again. At this point, we should make Anambra great again. I'm confused.
Support that.
Are you serious?
Yes,
wow.
Yes, that's how
that
I got
brilliant.
Into acting. That's how I got into acting.
But you see, you just touched on some things that we know you for. Mm-hmm. And as you just went straight into talking about talented people, hustling, still not getting anything for it. And that's one of the things that, you know, we hear a lot from your friends and people who know you about how generous you are in bringing people together and coming in. Would you then say, or how would you say it's because of how you became an actor and how
no.
this was given to you is how tell
no,
me about.
No, it wasn't because of the opportunity that got presented to me. It wasn't because of that, because we all can, you know, start a journey. We may all reach there, but through different routes, different avenues. So I wouldn't say that because of the way I started, people will have to go through the same way. I will try to give people opportunities so that it can never be the same. But one thing I have to tell you is, no matter how hard it is for you to get to your destination, all I ask you to do is to persevere. Mm. And if I find you on the way, you know, towards your goal, and if there's any way I can help to make your journey easier,
yeah,
I would not hesitate.
Well, that's the chisholm that everyone talks about.
I always would do that.
So
sure.
As someone who's been in Nollywood for the, you know, I gotta say it, you've been in Nollywood for a while, right? I mean,
even before Nollywood, that's what I
did
was
have,
telling
did
you
have
about.
A name then? was it called, was it always, like, there must have been a point in time.
Yeah, there was a name, they call it Anambra State something something, but it still was a group of people coming together to act. And sometimes they will make us entertain the governors, you know, do stage
productions, shows, and all
productions,
that, yeah.
And because we get paid and we can't say no. You understand?
But it was a good thing, though. I mean, it's like you get paid and then you show your talent.
I got paid. And at the same time, I was actually enjoying, you know, what I was doing. It was fun, you know, pursuing my passion, at the same time getting paid for it. And I can tell you the reason why so many people are still in Nollywood today wasn't because of the returns. It was not because of the return. It was because of that passion. So if you can actually have the opportunity to do what you love to do at the same time getting paid for it, I mean, it's double win.
That's the best place to find yourself. Where you never have to. You're doing what you love. You'll never work a day in your life. It's just gonna be like fun all through.
Exactly.
What would you say then was what helped you transition from being an actor and then moving over to being a producer? Like, what was that journey like?
Well, it was not easy. I've had my eyes on production, being a producer, even being a director. But, you know, as you pursue your dream, there's always obstacles on the way.
Yeah.
I never got to do it until I came to United States. But one thing I know is that I always excel. I'm a perfectionist. If you ask me, people say that, but I never believe that. But when I see, you know, how, what, you know, the product of my effort.
Yeah.
I always appreciate the time and the diligence, you know, that, you know, I accorded, you know, to it at the time. So I'm always someone that will always want the best. To come out of my stable.
I think you've just helped us get into the next segment, because you touched on the transition point being your coming to the United States, right?
Yeah.
And so our second segment is really about culture commentary.
Right.
And as somebody who lives here now, who has also leveraged this move here to produce so many movies, what would you say, what has that experience been like? Like, if you had to compare while you were in Nigeria, based in Nigeria, for instance, based on the continent in Africa, being an actor, coming over here, being both an actor and a producer, what would you say has been your core point of difference?
Well, it has been the same challenge. Core point of difference has been the resources available for you to be able to create, you know, or have that cinematic product that everybody, you know, dreams of.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you want your product to be talked about, to excel, to, you know, be recognized. So that has been the resources. So here, so many things are readily available to us as filmmakers, many things.
And so...
So...
What would you... Or let me ask you this. If those resources are available, do you count the, what you could say as, let's say, African actors who live here, would you say they have been readily available to work that they know will be available to a different market, i.e. Nollywood, for instance?
I don't understand that question.
So a lot of criticism has been placed on the fact that there are quite a few African actors in the United States, for instance, who would not do a Nollywood movie.
Who said so? A lot of what?
That's what I'm trying to find out. What do you think? Do you think that's the norm? I mean, as a producer, you must have your eye out on talent. And so is that something that you've seen happen? Do people say they don't want to?
The thing is that when I make movies because I'm a script writer, and when I write script, I write script based on resources available. Mm. So if I'm writing script for Mama G, I have to make sure I get Mama G in United States. And if I'm writing script for an American, I will not star a Nigerian as an American. So because I'm a scriptwriter, I'm a producer, and I get to enjoy the liberty of making sure that I can always channel my energy to where I can easily find my resources or get my resources. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you understand what I mean.
So it can be a challenge if you pick up a script from someone else, and then you start looking at it and you see that what you need may not be available and you want to make do with what you have. That is the first failure, number one failure of any story.
So what you're saying is that the criticism then is based out of those failures then? Because what people are criticizing is the fact that, or they are hiding behind the fact that, okay, this role was given to X person because African actors in the diaspora don't want to be a part of it. So the producer was stuck in just having a few people. But yeah, demystifying it. You're saying that the script itself and the producer is responsible for who they cast, and that point of saying that there are African actors who don't want to be in an Hollywood movie, for instance, it doesn't really exist.
I've never experienced an African actor who doesn't want to be in an Hollywood movie. I've not experienced that. I've not seen that. I've not heard that. This is actually the first time. It has never been a challenge to me, because every time I've called for auditions, I've called for audition in Canada, I see Africans coming in. I've called for auditions in Manhattan several times. And because the thing is that when you put your stuff on backstage, when you advertise on backstage that you want certain actors, you have to describe the actor, you have to thoroughly, in detail, give them features of what you're looking for, give them everything that you're looking for. So when I ask for African, accent, I get that. If I ask for this kind of person, from African, as an African indigenous, I get that. So it's strange to me to hear you or hear people say that some Africans don't want to be part of Nollywood or don't want to star in Nollywood movies. Never have I heard that.
So how about the reverse?
Never have I experienced that.
How about the reverse? How many American movies have we watched? Or let me rephrase. How many movies, talking about Africa, have we watched where the person who's the actor can't sound African? The accent is off. People say, when you listen to it, even Black Panther, some of the movies that we've come to love, we say things like, ah, man, this accent, I wish they had gotten an African person. So how about the reverse? Do you feel that this is one-sided, where the Africans in diaspora will do a Nollywood movie or any other movie about anybody else or partner with anybody in Africa, but when you look at what's happening in Hollywood, we don't have an opportunity of going mainstream?
That's the problem. You see, the thing is that we're not all allowed to act. You know what I mean? If you dedicate your time, your life, and totally subject yourself to these strenuous struggles and all the things that actors face in Hollywood, because even though you see all these A-list stars, check out their stories. See how they started. It's rough. It has always been rough for every actor, for every director you see today that has made it. So when you see, when you read their history, you know that it has never been easy. But you know what? Our people always want everything to be given to them on a platter of gold. They think that you just wake up and be beautiful without putting on makeup.
That's a good one.
Okay. You understand? So you have to work for it.
What would you say? So one of the things that I have always wondered about is how do we get more non-African actors to be on African television? Because right now there's a movement, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some of these shows coming about where they're integrating a lot of, you know, African actors and African themes and African stories into, you know, how it is within the culture here. You know, people could look at it and say, hey, folks are now going mainstream. We have a TV show coming out on CBS, right?
And right.
It's going to be first time in my life I've seen, and I know I'm young, but, you know, I've seen a Yoruba name.
Somebody loves Abishola.
You know, Bob and Abishola, and I'm like, wow, this is fantastic.
It was.
But the question then is, I see all the so-called Hollywood actors that show up in some films from here, from time to time, right? How do we get more of that to happen? Or what's the story behind that from your perspective?
Well, you see, you don't write story and start looking for Hollywood actor to be in it. It has to fit. It has to be organic.
You might be the only one that is saying this, though, because
to be organic. See,
people put them in so that they can make sure.
I
had to sound so personal.
No. They put them there not because so that you can see. They put them there because in their mind, putting them there will make them cross over.
The crossover phenomenon.
The crossover. Putting them there will make them cross over, but when you think, you know what will make your fame, your work, crossover, story, and being authentic. That is the only thing. As once you become authentic, if you are African, please keep your African accent and act.
Yeah, Chelo, I'm talking to you, I've been in situations where they didn't want me to keep my African accent. And they were telling somebody else that it was fine for them to keep their Hispanic accent.
You see,
unless if maybe my problem was even pronunciation, because they were telling me to say, inevitable. And the way I was turning my neck to say it, I kept saying inevitable. They were like, no, it's
inevitable.
They said inevitable.
Inevitable.
I'm like, but hold on. If I'm an African, I have to say it inevitable, and the people that know that they're African as well would identify and say, hey, that's an African pronunciation. But they were like, say inevitable. And then I was crocking my neck like this, inevitable. And they were like, no, you're affecting the screenshot. You have to. But the Hispanic guy was saying what he was saying. I could barely even hear him. And everybody was like, great, fantastic. This is authentic. This is original.
Well, it depends. If your role represents Africa, then there's no need for the director or the producer to tell you to say it inevitable when you can say inevitable.
You know?
Inevitable. Not inevitable.
Yeah,
because
there's
no way. So it depends on the role that you're playing. And if they cast you as someone from here, that is the beginning of the failure of the whole production. That's what I'm saying. When they see you, they know you have African accent. Mm-hmm. They should cast you as an African
man. So why do
man.
You think? Why do you think then they have these challenges where they do all these Hollywood movies? The people that are playing an African, their accents are off.
Well, I want to know why too. What you want me to say? I want to know why too. Because this is, you see, after something I say, Chisom don't start to. When someone touch my, well, not Chisom product, I beg, no one will holla, no go touch him, I beg. Not Chisom move, I beg, take go, I no go. Because I want it perfect.
Mm.
If you want to edit my movies, I want it done well. Do you understand? So what
movie would you say gave you, and I might be going off topic here because you've
heard it off,
but,
fine.
But you were saying something now about perfection, your movies, and people saying, it's just a movie, no one over touch them. Give me what movie would you say was one of the ones that really challenged you? Like, how many movies movies would you say you've done in the last 5 years? Like, give us a number.
Well, it's not always in the numbers. That's one thing I also want to correct. It has always been in the numbers for Nollywood industry, but it has never been a number for me. Because if he...
Nollywood, they do like, yes, I mean, 200 has, movies in a week.
Exactly. Like, so it has never been a number. I know I did about 2 movies already, you know, like within the last 5 years. 3 years.
Yeah.
So, and I helped Nollywood USA write screenplay a movie and help in the production of the movie that we did together as a group. And I have a high expectation for it, and it's coming out soon.
Oh, wow. What's the name of the movie? Does it have a name?
I wrote the script and I called it It Takes a Man.
I like that title.
It Takes a Man.
Hey,
so
to be a man is not the you guys must have had that as a soundtrack or somewhere. Labor will be like, hey, excuse me, copyright, let me have it.
It Takes a Man, actually, you know.
Why I was saying that was because I'm glad you even said that, because I always believe that one of the reasons why we really appreciate you is the fact that you're focused on quality. So in those 3 movies, right, which one would you say that was most challenging in the concept you were just sharing about, okay, I really want it to be perfect, but it seems like it's not, you know, I'm trying to make sure everybody around me understands that I have to, like, which one would you say is, and what kind of experience was that? Is that like?
Secret Guilt.
Mm.
It was very challenging because even though, like I said before, some resources are available for us filmmakers here in the United States, but I can't even begin to describe the kind of challenges I faced with producing Secret Guilt, because it's a story about school bullying in high school, and, you know, take it back to an African child migrated over and got bullied in school because of her accent.
Hey, we're back on the accent topic.
You know, yeah, because of her accent. So she got bullied. So the challenging part of that whole movie is I've never seen any time anywhere where editing has never been a challenge to me. Editing is always a challenge. So apart from the production challenges, you know, trying to get venues, trying to get locations, and trying to make it look as natural as possible by renting a whole school, getting school uniform for everyone, you know, like doing everything to be, you know, look natural, look real. So it took a whole lot of financial resources to be able to get
that. And that's the interesting thing, that for most producers, particularly producers from the continent, it's like you're doing it from your pocket. It's not like there's some kind of major studio somewhere or major platform that is sponsoring. Is that, that's predominantly the case, right?
Well, that's has been everyone's challenge.
Mm.
Everyone's challenge from Nollywood industry. Everyone, no exception. Whether you're overseas, whether you're in Nigeria, whether you're in Ghana, it's exactly the same challenge. Trying to bring out a quality production from a rock bottom budget.
That's a good one. So guys, ladies and gentlemen, I know you guys have been listening to us. It's Don't Forget to Flush Podcast. You can send us an email at don'tforgettoflushpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to flushpod@gmail.com. Or you could find us on social media at Instagram at Don't Forget to Flush. I'm on Twitter as Don't Forget to Flush the letter P. And I'm on Facebook. You could just search Don't Forget to Flush Podcast. And the don't has an apostrophe mark at the top somewhere. So it's the correct spelling of don't. We try to be good with that one. So Chisom, I like the way you keep trying to help us get into our segment. So we're about to jump into Dink Band Diva, popular segment that is based on our request of asking you to answer any question I ask with an accent.
Hey,
so you have to pick an accent. You got to pick an accent. That's the accent already.
I'm like, answer the question
with an accent that you've already got into. I said accent now.
It's not
an accent. You changed the entire language. It's still going to be in English. I'm just saying that you should answer the question in an accent. What would you tell somebody who's trying to, and it's a good one, I like this, because what would you tell somebody who's trying to come into the Nollywood industry, right? Or any of the other, because everybody now has their own version of Nollywood or a version of Wood. You know, it's like, I think Ghana has one.
Gollywood.
Even though in my mind, I'm like, somebody didn't think out the name well with that one, because you know, like, you're gullible and then you now have Gollywood. I'm like, I don't know. You could have just said Ghania Wood, you know. Anyways, I don't even know anything. But there's so many options, right? So somebody's coming into that, but the person is coming into the industry with a Hollywood structure, Hollywood expectation of that industry. You know, coming to Nollywood with Hollywood mindset.
Yeah.
You know, what would you advise? What would be your advice in that? But remember, you have to answer the question with an accent. It's Dinkba and Diva. I'm Dinkba and you are Diva. Or do you want to be Dinkba? No, Diva.
I want to be Dinkba and Diva at the same time now.
Okay, you can take that one. let me be the Dinkba. So I'm asking you, what will you tell somebody that the person is coming into the Nollywood industry and is coming with the Hollywood mindset and the Hollywood, that they want to come with Hollywood vision, Hollywood budget, Hollywood, but they're coming into Nollywood with all these challenges, even with the resources you mentioned.
So.
Pick an accent.
I can only I go only do the accent where I know.
Yeah, no problem. We'll take
it. And I'm broken, I could do. And even though I'm not very proficient in it, I'll still try.
No problem. there's no better way for the person to hear that advice then. What would you tell them? They want to come into Nollywood, but you know, you're not at the back of their mind, they're coming because of their, you know, what they've seen on TV and all that, that is more Hollywood oriented, right? Mm-hmm. But they're trying to come to Nollywood. So they're attending an audition, they're trying to, but their expectations, like, what would you advise such a person?
I would have to advise them to be natural, you know, go with the flow. You know, if you come to Nollywood, you behave like Nollywood. If you go to Rome, it's the same thing. So you don't expect Hollywood from Nollywood. You understand?
Even though those two things these days sound like
you don't expect world. Hollywood from Nollywood. There's no way. You understand? And that's the thing, this mistake where people they make. You don't expect. Listen, you have to have the budget. You have to have the skills, you have to have the talent, you have to have the resources to be able to expect Hollywood. Do you know? Do you know what it sounds like? Hollywood?
So would you say in the journey, would you encourage someone to pursue Nollywood movies?
I mean, Of course.
There's always this thing about the fact that the music industry has moved faster than the movie industry, right?
Yeah.
And people always ask themselves, is this ever going to get better or what is the drawback? Like, why does it seem that way? But the music guy seems to be, you know, accelerating faster. It's the same resources challenge.
Well, no. When you compare the two areas, music started when the world was created.
Oh, God.
Nollywood started a few years ago. I would say 20 years, 25. Fair point. Count.
You had to say Nollywood. Okay. I thought you were going to say acting started later.
Nollywood.
Nollywood conference.
Music.
What a political answer coming from the vice president of Nollywood Producers Guild USA.
It's just reality. But people always quick to jump to compare, to conclude, but that's not.
So how's the group? How's the group? Nollywood Producers Guild USA. How's the group?
Oh yeah.
I did a project with them. I helped them out with the launch. My company did the production for that, or the event management support for that.
Yes.
But post launch, what has it been like? I mean, you're the vice president. Should we just hold you now and say, how far?
Yeah. We're making progress. Like I said, we did a production together and we're expecting it to be out very soon, most likely this year. And we are reaching out to avenues, trying to get people to, you know, come together, you know, as in, you know, to help form this Nollywood organizations.
So are there that many, would you say, Nollywood producers in the USA? Are there really that many?
Well, yeah, we have a lot of people in our group right now, many people. And then we have others we are trying to reach out to you know, join us and continue to come together, you know, bring ideas together and work towards, you know, putting Nollywood out there to, you know, make Nollywood shine. So we are still struggling to get resources, but at the same time, even though it's a challenge, we are reaching out, opening doors, creating market, getting distributorship for all the filmmakers in America here, even in Nigeria. Mm. We are collaborating with Nollywood producers in Nigeria also.
Yeah.
You know, we develop some type of symbiotic relationship where both of us work together to help each other. So, yeah.
So do you still act? You have to say it in Pidgin. You chose that as the accent. Do you still act?
Yes, now.
Just
like no be Pidgin, be that one.
Yes, now.
Now.
That's serious Pidgin. That counts. Okay, Pidgin, points.
Yes,
points.
Now.
Points on that one.
Waiting.
So which one would you say you would love more? Producing, directing, or acting? If you had to choose one.
I'll choose all of them.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Choose all of them.
Only Nigerian will be able to say
this. Passion. It's passion. I don't really care what I do as long as I do what I love to do. So.
Wow. So, last segment.
Mm-hmm.
It can be Don't Forget to Flush. Don't forget, guys. Don't forget to flush. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're everywhere. And please send us an email because the question I'm about to ask, Chisom, what advice would you have said, and this is Toilet Seat Conversations, it's Don't Forget to Flush. We always try to like close out with this particular segment. Mm-hmm. So right there, tell us something that only you would know through the lens of this question. What advice did you give yourself that helped you be who you are today?
Don't let nobody tell you you can do it.
Mm. I can't see anything in front of you where you wrote it, so it means that this is really coming from the heart. Say that one more time, please.
Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it.
Mm, the word can't, huh?
Hmm?
So, no, I'm saying the word can't.
Yeah.
You know, that's very powerful.
It has never been in my dictionary, can't. I don't use the word can't.
Hmm. Does that mean that you've never found yourself in a situation where something didn't... Like, what happens if you find yourself in a situation where something that you talk about was working wasn't now working or hasn't worked?
It has to work, oh. It must work. That's the thing.
That's the tenacity.
Why I
That's
don't
the...
have can't in my dictionary. I've faced a lot of challenges. I'm telling you, I've faced so many, many challenges. But because I've always flushed the word can't out of my brain, there's no can't for me. And that is the only thing I'm going to leave you with today. Do not let anyone tell you that you can't do it. You can.
So do you have more movies coming out?
Sure, yeah. I do. I have Secret Guilt. I have It Takes a Man coming out soon.
Wow, that is very powerful. So please tell us why I've not been invited to be in any of these movies. Me, I'm the actor now. I'm an actor now. Everybody knows that. But why is it that me, I've not been invited to
do? You're a damn good one.
Okay, so hold on. Let's get your social media handle. How do people find you on social media?
Chisom Ozley.
Does it have a hyphen on the Lee on social media?
Is it yeah, just it has one hyphen. Chisom Oz-L-A-E.
Okay, Chisom Ozley on Instagram then.
On Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, same.
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 Ah, celebrity. You know me, I know people will be like, hold on, Namo, how is it you are able to just talk to Chisom like that? I'm like, it's just, that's how God has made this life. When you have access to people, you just have access. Because I know certain people now that will be hating on me and be saying, hold on, you are able to sit down and talk to Chisom for like 40 minutes. Like, how did she even give you that kind of time? And I really appreciate the fact that you did
that.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to come talk to me. I day. Ah.
She day. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so, so much, Chisom. We really appreciate you spending time with us, and don't forget to flush.
Oh, thank you.
This is a podcast that truly believes that there's an opportunity for us to tell our stories the way we want it to be told, but more importantly, to have those stories told by people who would not necessarily want to come out and tell that story themselves. And so that's why we're very excited that we had you on the podcast talking about Nollywood and movies and your acting and, you know, and all the things that are coming out. But the big question that hasn't been answered, though.
Yeah, so you never finish.
No, it's the question that hasn't been answered. The question is, how come I've not been invited to any of those movies? We have to talk about it offline. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Just don't forget to flush. Find us on social media and please send us an email. Don't forget to flushpod@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks to those that have sent out already, sent us some emails. We appreciate your feedback. Keep it coming. And yeah, very soon you guys will be hearing from someone else. And yeah, so while we sign off, Chisom, you know, tell us why I've not been in the movies now. That's what I'm interested in. Right? That's
what I'm be this one, sir.
That's what I'm trying to ambush you right now. You have to record it and tell me exactly why I've not been in any of the movies. In fact, we have to keep talking about it as we sign off here. Let's take this thing to the... man. This food smells great. This is the power of being able to tape in a very comfortable area. Okay. All right. Thanks, yeah.